Coming up on episode number 1392, it's a big cover story today. Well, big in scope. Billy Joe Armstrong, lead vocalist, frontman for the band Green Day, just turned 50. 50 years old and still wears the same amount of mascara. So let's have a Green Day cover story. It's going to start right now. All this coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, February 24th, 2022. My goodness, that's a lot of twos. Not as many as we had earlier this week. And if it weren't for Green Day, this would be a twos episode of Coverville, even though we passed 2-22-22. But it would have been all songs to begin with two. Maybe I'll do that anyway at some point when I'm between celebrity like a musician birthdays or something. I don't know. We'll see. But we don't have that problem today. We have no problem whatsoever because Billy Joe Armstrong just turned 50, and that is reason enough to do a Green Day cover story. The second one I've ever done. The first one, I think, being in the 1100s, 1160 something, if you're wanting to look back. And what I usually do as a reminder is avoid songs that I've played before as part of previous cover stories, if I can. Sometimes you just can't avoid it. Sometimes you can't help it. This time, though, I avoided it. So you're going to hear all new stuff that hasn't been in any previous Green Day episodes of Coverville. Why don't we get started with an instrumental? Usually I like to start with a vocal track. No, this time I'm starting with an instrumental. Macrosoft is the name of the band. He's actually one guy, and it's Uli, and he is the guy behind LB, but you probably know him best as Señor Coconut. Yeah, the guy has so many different styles and personas for his music that you won't hear Señor Coconut in here. You won't hear LB in here. You're going to hear something completely different. This is from the 2006 album Stereo, also playable mono. Here's Macrosoft and Basket Case.
Thank you. The following song contains language that will corrupt your mind, offend your youngsters, and confound your coworkers. Please use extreme caution when listening.
Sit around and watch the tube, but nothing's on. I change the channels for an hour or two. Twiddle my thumbs just for a bit. I'm sick of all the same old shit. In a house with unlocked doors and I'm fucking lazy. Bite my lip and close my eyes. Take me away to paradise. So damn bored I'm going blind. I smell like shit. Peel me off this Velcro seat and get me moving. I sure as hell can't do it by myself. I'm feeling like a dog in heat, barred indoors from the summer street. I locked the door to my own cell and I lost the key. Bite my lip and close my eyes, take me away to paradise. So damn bored I'm going blind and I smell like shit. I got no motivation, where is my motivation? No time for motivation, smoking my inspiration. Where is my motivation? No time for motivation. Smoking my inspiration. Sit around and watch the phone, but no one's calling. Call me pathetic. Call me what you will. My mother says to get a job, but she don't like the one she's got. When masturbation's lost its fun, you're fucking lonely. Bite my lip and close my eyes, take me away to paradise. So damn bored I'm going blind, loneliness has to suffice. Bite my lip and close my eyes, I'm slipping away to paradise. Some say quit or I go blind, it's just a myth. I got no motivation, where is my motivation? No time for motivation, smoking my inspiration. Where is my motivation? No time for motivation. Smoking my inspiration. I got no motivation. Where is my motivation? No time for motivation. Smoking my inspiration.
When I die, dreams in silence. Sullen riot penetrating through her mind. Waiting for a sign to smash the silence with a brick of self-control. Are you locked up in a world that's been planned out for you? Are you feeling like a social tool without a use? Scream at me until my ears bleed. I'm taking heat just for you. Someone else's point of view. Waking up this time, smash the silence with a brick of self-control.
Thank you. so don't knock down my door. I'm a loser and a user, so I don't need no accuser to try and slag me down, because I know you're right. So go do what you like, but make sure you do it wise. Self-doubt means nothing was ever there. You can't go forcing something if it's just not right. No time to search the world around, 'cause you know where I'll be found when I come around.
I Come Around, performed there by Nap Eyes, which I get those sometimes, Nap Eyes. That is a single that they released last year, back in 2021. Great cover, down-tempo cover of When I Come Around. Before that, Goodnight Texas with a cover of She, that one from a tribute to Green Day that came out from Undercover Presents back in 2016. A whole album of really unusual covers. That one takes She and even makes it slower and darker, and brings it even to more of a minor key than the original. I really, really like that. Before that, a track that came from an album called Foreverly, which was a project between Billy Joe and Norah Jones, in which they covered a bunch of Everly Brothers songs. That one came out back in 2013, and the song I played was Kentucky. Picking on series, specifically Honey Wagon. I wish they would give the artist a little more credit on those. Honey Wagon is the artist on that one. That was a cover of Longview, that one from Volume 1 of the Green Day Bluegrass album, Picking on Green Day, which came out in 2004. And then Macrosoft started us off with that cover of Basket Case, that one from the album Stereo, Also Playable Mono, which came out in 2006. Let's get to another set here. And boy, if we had some down-tempo, let's take things in exactly the opposite direction. You know I like my J-pop covers. Well, this is a great one. Ketchup Mania, which for some reason got relabeled as Ketchup Mania, even though on the original it's spelled K-E-T-C-H-U-P. This time it's spelled Ketchup, which I know is an alternative form of ketchup. But anyway, this is their cover of Welcome to Paradise. Came out in 2007. Some really exciting J-pop for you.
We'll be right back. Girls. fought the law and the law won. I 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 fought the law and the
Tracy Thornton, who does that thing right there so well. Yeah, that's the steel drum. That's what Tracy plays, and she's done a couple albums of covers. One album completely covering the Ramones. Second album right there, Pan Rocks Ska Punked. That is her cover of Green Day's American Idiot. That one, much more of a variety of stuff. Blink-182, Green Day. Just to name a couple, because I can't think of any more. Tracy Thornton, her cover of American Idiot. Before that, Green Day. Now, you've probably heard their cover of I Fought the Law. Probably haven't heard that version of it, though. That is a newer version. Came out in 2010. A cover that they did with Rhythms del Mundo Revival of that song by the Crickets. Great, great Latin-inspired cover of I Fought the Law. Crash Landing before that with a cover of Last of the American Girls. They are a group of high school students. They put out an album in 2012 called Welcome to Wesley. At least they were high school students back in 2012. I'm sure they're graduated from college and off to incredible musical careers now. That is from their album Welcome to Wesley, and that is Last of the American Girls. Half Past Two gave us that cover of Holiday. That is from an EP called Holidays. And you might think, oh, came out around Christmas or something like that. No. Well, actually it did, but it's not Christmas music. It's different covers they've done of songs called Holidays. So you've got the Madonna version. You've got the Vampire Weekend version. You've got the Green Day version. Weezer version. It's an incredibly great idea for a cover album. And all of them are really good. All of them that really good ska stuff. Half Past Two with their cover of Holiday. We start off the set with Ketchup Mania and a cover of Welcome to Paradise. That one from a Japanese compilation called Our Favorite Shops, Roots of Koga Sound. Koga Sound being the label that that a lot of these bands came from, or all of these bands came from. Got released back in 2007 and is such a great album. A mix of covers and originals on there, and they're all really, really good. Let's get to one last set of music. We're going to start things off with a cover of one of my favorite songs by Billy Joe Armstrong. Last year, or a couple of years ago, have we really been doing this for a couple of years now? We have. When the COVID lockdown started, he started doing a thing called No Fun Mondays. Every Monday, he would release a brand new song on YouTube. A lot of covers on there, a lot of great covers. Of course, he started with I Think We're Alone Now, appropriately enough. And but this was one of the latter ones, and always been a favorite song of mine, originally by Billy Bragg, but there's so many other great versions of this song. Kirsty McCall probably had the best, in my opinion. Here's Billy Joe Armstrong's take of A New England.
Don't know where it goes, but it's home to me, so I walk alone. I walk these empty streets on the boulevard of broken dreams, where the city sleeps. And I am the only one, so I walk alone. I walk alone, yes, I walk alone. I walk alone. My shadow is the only one who walks beside me. And my shallow heart's the only thing that is beating. Sometimes I wish someone out there will find me, but till then I just walk alone. Yeah. these empty streets on the boulevard of a broken dream, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, so I walk alone. I walk alone.
So tired, tired of waiting, tired. what's worth fighting for? Well, it's not worth dying for. Does it take your breath away and you feel yourself suffocating? Does the pain weigh out the pride and you look for a place to hide? Did someone break your heart inside? You're in ruins.
121 guns, lay down your arms, give up the fight. 121 guns, throw up your arms into the sky, you and I. Of control, and your thoughts have taken their toll. When your mind breaks the spirit of your soul,
your faith walks on broken glass, and the hangover doesn't pass. Nothing. You're in ruins.
121 guns, lay down your arms, give up the fight. 121 guns, throw up your arms into the sky, you and I.
Well strung with a cover of 21 Guns combined with Paco Bell's Cannon. If you would have told me those things would go so well together, I never would have believed you until then. That was a single that they released back in 2016, and they fit together beautifully. Look for more music by Well Strung. They are fantastic. Also well known and very similar in style, Two Cellos. You heard that right before that with a cover of Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. That's a single they released back in 2013, a live version of that track, but no audience noise or anything whatsoever. So I'm kind of glad that they kind of isolated that out, because usually those are a pain in the butt to try to edit around. Two Cellos and their cover of Good Riddance. Before that, Green Day with a cover that they recorded for the Private Parts soundtrack, you know, that Howard Stern biopic. They also released it back in, when was it, 2018? On the album Shenanigans, which was a great collection of B-sides and rarities and things they recorded for other projects. Tired of Waiting for You, originally by the Kinks, covered there by Green Day. Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox with a cover of Boulevard of Broken Dreams, that one from their 2015 album Swipe Right for Vintage. And we start off with Billy Joe Armstrong from an amazing collection of solo stuff that he started doing during the pandemic called No Fun Mondays. That is his cover of A New England. And, you know, if there was one good thing that came out of the pandemic, it was home concerts streamed by folks like Stephen Page and The Divine Comedy and music like this from Billy Joe Armstrong, stuff that Dave Grohl did with Greg Kurstin, those Hanukkah sessions from home, all that stuff that that really forced musicians to kind of re-figure out a way to release music and get it out to people without having to rely on concerts and studio albums and stuff like that. So good. All right, that is going to bring us to the end of another episode of Coverville. I know, I can't believe it's over myself, but indeed it is. That is going to do it. We will be back tomorrow with an edition of Guess the Connection, where you can win some prizes. And then, of course, back not next week, but the week after. I'm going on a little bit of a vacation, so missing next week's Coverville, and you'll probably be missing it too, but it'll give you a chance to catch up with some of the longer shows I've done recently. So that will be next week, and then we'll be back with another new Coverville on the 10th of March, March 10th. So be there for that. Let's see. You can follow me on Twitter at Coverville, Facebook Coverville, of course. Support the show at patreon.com/Coverville. A few bucks a month really, really helps me out. So if everyone listening to my voice did a buck or $2 or whatever a month, it'd be an amazing addition to increasing the reach of this show and increasing the stuff that goes into it and improving the quality and stuff like that. That is going to do it, though. Until next time, this is Brandon Bitt saying that just about covers it for tonight. We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.